This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Grades of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. Temperature-wise, Austin, it's a great day to grill. Wind-wise, not so much.
Point the grill away from the house.
Yeah, you wish. I think it's just too powerful right now. You know, mess around, blow the grill away, and then you got to, you know, little fire on your
bigger
hand.
Problem.
Yeah. I know, you know, for the listeners out there, they don't really enjoy, supposedly, I want your take. Does Lincoln like NBA talk?
You have the people who are going to be very vocal and say they hate it. They're going to be people who are always going to bash on LeBron specifically. But here's the thing. I think the afternoon shows do a really good job of making basketball accessible.
Right.
I get it. I'm biased, but even though Lincoln's not an NBA market, I think they'll listen.
Yeah. I just always wonder about that, but because you hear various, and maybe it's just the early morning show and stuff. Because I'm on the way to the gym. So, anyways, you know, look, we're in the Final Four for the NBA, and the Celtics, who are the odds-on favorite, been one of the most consistent teams, and up to now probably haven't lived up to the potential, obviously, with the eyesore when they played against the Golden State Warriors a couple years ago. Seems like, and then also you had the perceived strife between Brown and Tatum. Who was the star? Could they, be together? They kept him, added in Porzingis. If he comes back, then it might be a foregone conclusion. But the NBA playoffs have been exciting. I mean, I think from, you know, the Dallas Mavericks and the Luka Kyrie project that looked last year that it wasn't going to work. Kyrie, you know, re-upping and coming back, and Luka was potentially going to leave. They have found a way to work together, and Dallas is playing really good basketball. And also, this is all through the possibility initially that Jason Kidd was going to be the Lakers head coach. And, you know, OKC was the number one seed. I think the veteran and the superstar power of Kyrie and Luka, along with the emergence of P.J. Washington and their defense and their depth. And also, you got to think Tim Hardaway Jr. is a dog, too. Has led them to the Western Conference Finals against my man Ant-Man and company with the best defense in the league. So it's a contrast in styles. Styles make fights. It's no different than when you think about the Celtics against the Pacers. Celtics have had the upper hand throughout the season. But if I'm the Pacers, when you really, really dug into us, Halliburton wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And they weren't gelled yet. I think, with the trades and they're finding ways to get even – to get some guys going that normally wouldn't. You got to think if Turner gets going and Halliburton and get that inside-outside game, and the Celtics and with White and Pritchard, if they don't live up to what they've been doing, Celtics will be in trouble.
That series interests me because of the style of play, because Indiana plays so fast, because Indiana generates so many open shots, and they do it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And because Boston is prone to going cold. Like, Boston is a jump shooting team first and foremost.
Yeah.
Tatum, it's been the knock on him, get to the rim more. Live at the free throw line more than you do. Jaylen Brown, pretty solid outside shooter, better driver. He'll settle, they'll go one-on-one. Holiday, probably best as a spot-up guy. White, best as a spot-up guy. Porzingis, tall, but best as a spot-up guy. Yeah. Al Horford, more of an outside guy.
Especially right now.
So, what that leads me to is Indiana loves to play the variance game. There's going to be a game in the series that one team doesn't break 80 points. It could be Boston. It could be Indiana.
Right.
There's going to be a game where both teams score 110.
Yeah.
Because both these teams love creating open shots. They take a lot of threes. They make a lot of threes. It's these high variance games where I don't think that Boston's talent advantage will manifest itself as clearly.
Yeah.
Because they're going to play a similar style. And if you're going to play the math the same way, maybe the athleticism and talent will take over for a play or two here or there. But I'm giving Indiana a decent shot in this series just because of the style of play between these two teams.
Yeah, and Indiana has more depth than what they're getting credit for. Yeah. I mean, look, when you're in a small market like Indiana, you're off the beaten path. You got to think Halliburton is he's a dude. Mm-hmm. Miles Turner is a dude. If the Lakers had got Miles Turner, we're talking about a different season for the Lakers. Mm-hmm. They might still be playing. Siakam, a NBA All-Star for like 2 or 3 years in a row, really a sneaky good trade. But in the transition of him getting, you know, put into this team or with Indiana, there was a little rough waters, right? And then you got Nembhard has played well. But off the bench, you got Obi Toppin, who has found a home.
Mm-hmm.
Struggled in New York a little bit. I felt like his last year he did it well. Tibbs didn't like him. Carlisle loves him. He's found a role. He does well. TJ McConnell, who didn't miss a shot, he's playing well. And then they have some dogs. You think like with Isaiah Jackson and all those guys, they bring Neesmith. They bring that edge, mm-hmm. and they play their roles. And they're actually better defensively than people give them credit for because they're long up, you know, up on the perimeter. And then Miles Turner, as long as he's playing good offense, he's going to play even better defense. Could pose problems, especially with Porzingis out. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now Boston can lock you down a little bit. But I, like you said, I don't know if they're really invested on the defensive end. You know what I mean? And they always have a game in a series where they give it, get just here's a game. Well, yeah. When you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, you can't afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Give
an inch, they'll take a mile.
Sort of thing. And Indiana lets you. Indiana's the type of team once they find something that's working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rick Carlisle was a great coach. They will exploit you. And they will beat you. They essentially ran the Knicks into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Knowing that New York was injured, didn't have a lot of bodies, that we're pushing every chance we get.
Yeah, and we're scoring. And it cranked up the defensive intensity. And then also, it cranked up the offensive efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. It's either one leads to another. If they can turn you over quickly, their efficiency on offense comes, you know, goes, you know, through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start dialing it up from deep.
Right.
And it's going to be Halliburton, Tatum. What's super? I almost say I have more confidence in Halliburton showing up every game. But I think Tatum has those games where you're like, really? You are this good, and this is what you're putting on tape. I'm going to dial that back. It's Jaylen Brown.
It's both of them, right? It feels like there should be another level for Tatum. I feel like he's in that Kevin Durant area right now where he's clearly very good, but you feel like there should be something more from him. Jaylen Brown is clearly the second banana here, and he's the one that I think really puzzles me. But Halliburton has had some no-show games.
Yeah.
Early in the playoffs, Jay, you could tell he was adjusting to playoff speed.
Yes.
The playoff physical nature.
I'm talking about right now.
He's taken fewer than 10 shots a game against Boston in the 4 games this regular season.
I know,
right?
But like he's on a mission, though.
He's prone to no-show just because he's passive, right? I think Tyrese Halliburton has to understand this is his team. This is his show. He is good enough to take 15, 20 shots. If he does that, Indiana will be fine. But if he doesn't press the issue, they might run into some trouble.
And I think Rick Carlisle indirectly calling him out is how they beat the Knicks.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm going off what I'm seeing right in this short term based on what Rick Carlisle has challenged his superstar to be a superstar. So that's what I'm assuming. Whereas like the Celtics and their coach, I just think like Jaylen Brown, like you 6'10", you can't go left. He literally can't dribble with his left hand.
No.
And Rick Carlisle knows that. You in some trouble. Now, knowing it and doing it are two different things when you got some superstar talent. The first game tonight, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens and who holds serve and how well Boston, I think, will come out and just bum rush Indiana. Indiana will cover game two. Their kind of game that, you know, they can steal that game. It used to be steal game one.
Right.
Kind of chill and let them hold serve game two. But Indiana's a team, like you said, they have that game where they're like, oh, they shouldn't even be here. It's a different team in game two.
Weather the storm, take the punch, move on. That's what they did against New York. I want to throw this to you. Jrue Holiday is as good a defender as Marcus Smart. A little smaller. Maybe can't guard the wings as consistently as maybe Marcus Smart could. They added another one in Derek White. But it just doesn't feel like Boston always has that edge.
Yeah.
Like you were saying. And they were so good, right? They won 64 games. Seven more than anyone else in the league. They finished clear of the Knicks by 14 games in the East. Like, clearly Boston has talent. And I think they upgraded from Marcus Smart by getting two guys.
Yeah.
They're that good on defense. Porzingis being out hurts. But I also feel like Boston it's not Jrue Holiday's team. It's not Derek White's team.
Yeah.
And you don't see the same. Like, even think about Drew's last team in Milwaukee. Giannis gets fired up. Giannis gets on a mission, and you hear about it.
Yeah.
You don't really hear about Boston. And I think Tatum is that, you know, sounds like he's a good dude. I think he's pretty low-key, pretty chill. Same with Jaylen Brown, right? Yeah. Thoughtful, well-spoken.
Yeah.
I feel like one of those guys for Boston needs to step up emotionally in some of these tough moments for Boston.
Yeah, and you got to think the emergence of Peyton Pritchard. Obviously, he was sought after in free agency, which essentially forced Boston's hand to play him because he was a end-of-the-quarter scrub-time guy for quite some time coming from Oregon. I liked his game, you know, in Oregon. Yeah. And you're completely right where is. And then also, Derek White really was like a feel-good story, you know, coming off the bench. You know, obviously he has the five head and stuff like that, decided to go bald. And now he's thrown into the starting role. Will that affect the overall production? Because I think he was better as coming off the bench.
Well, is he
your true number three?
He can't be, right?
Well, he is now, though.
Okay, let's talk through this. It's Tatum one.
Brown
two.
Right. Dude.
Should have been.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Porzingis, but he's okay, injured.
Yeah, and he might come back.
So, do you give it to White? Do you give it to Horford? Do you give it to Drew? See, to me, Horford's option number three right now.
In a big game, I trust Al Horford probably more than Derek White. So, he would be my number three. But
I trust him the same in different ways.
I don't think you'll get it like a huge game from Al Horford. I think he's good for a 10-8 game and being consistent. And he is a stretch 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Defensively, I think against the right people, I think he can do it. I think he has a lot of savvy defense, savvy and experience and knowledge to stymie Turner a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, just because of his experience, and this is what that's why he's, you know, sought after the few times he's in free agency. You'd like it to be Drew Holiday.
Agreed.
But I think it's hard for Drew to be that bell cow because he's new.
It's not his game either.
It's not his. In Milwaukee, you got to think he was so good defensively because you had Lopez and you had Giannis. They're rim protectors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had, you know, Crowder and all that. You had some certified dudes and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, can Tatum guard you? Yeah. Can Brown guard? Those guys can cause you some problems. Can Derek White guard you? Yes. Mm-hmm. But are they dogs, though?
Doesn't feel like it.
Right.
Even Porzingis, right? Great shot blocker, but maybe the European soft label is stuck with him a little bit.
Yeah. I think Porzingis has raised his game, but it's just an unfortunate injuries. And we got a question here from the unknown Texas 0099. If you're the Celtics GM and the Mavs offered you Luka for Tatum straight up, you taking it. So if you're the Celtics GM and they offered you Luka, but you got to ship Tatum, are you doing it?
Yeah.
Why?
I think Luka's better than Tatum.
But you lose a little bit defensively. You think he makes up for it?
Luka can lock in when he wants to. He's not great, but I feel like, too, that would...
Did that free up Brown more?
I think it would because Tatum and Brown still try to be 1A, 1B.
And Luka is a creator.
Luka is a creator. He's more of a ball handler than Tatum is, right? He could be the center of that offense.
Yeah.
You could really shift Drew off ball. You could move, you know, White to the two. Shoot, play Jaylen Brown at the three if you have to, potentially. Yeah. But I think that bringing a guy like Luka in would clarify some things for Boston. Because if you know who the true number one is, you can figure the rest out from there. But if you don't have number one figured out, that's a problem. Like Tatum's great. He's good. Love the guy. Love the game. But Luka's just better right now. I think he's been better for a few years. I think he's going to continue to be better. So Dallas would be stupid to offer that up.
Yeah. It's a little bit... But see, also, I think, like, I'd jump on Brown for Luka in a minute. It'd be hard for me to give up a talent like Tatum.
Brown for Kyrie.
I kind of like that, but I'm so if
there's no way you're swapping Luka for Jaylen Brown.
No,
Luka for Tatum is at least in the realm of plausible.
Yes, but I was just saying if I could have my way, because I think that
if Strick's the GM.
I think
he's on crazy pills.
I know how I can get Strick to do anything, but I just think that Luka does. He makes a lot more. He makes players a lot better. I just would worry about longevity with Luka, defensively with Luka for Tatum. You're giving up a lot, and plus, you know, a lot of potential. I just wonder if Brown, if you could get addition by subtraction in 2 years, if Brown is moved.
Oh, I think so. Right. Again, role clarification. If you tell Tatum you're clearly number one, you have to
take
a
lead. You got 2 years to
put it on him.
Yeah.
Phil on the text line says Kyrie already failed in Boston.
Yeah,
nice
he's not
try.
Back there.
Okay, I get it, but also I think there's been a lot of maturing since then. Oh, Tatum's I mean, this, grown up. Brown's grown up. Look at what Kyrie's done. Like, he's actually defended. He defended Shea.
This version of Kyrie Irving, I don't know what it is about Dallas, and maybe it's, you know, Mark Cuban and the Dallas organization who where a lot of players, you know, obviously love it. This is the best version of Kyrie Irving. Yes. This is the Kyrie Irving that you wish stayed in Cleveland and continued the legacy and took over from LeBron or continue to be, you know, in partnership with LeBron. Because he's in the same position. He's playing with the same player. You are, except for LeBron is a way superior athlete. LeBron is a point forward, and that's what Luka is. Except for Luka's probably a better deep shooter. But Kyrie learned from his mistakes. He's a great teammate. If you listen to what the players say about him, he's a great teammate, which is different than before, right? You can tell he's invested. They're invested in him. Mm-hmm. So whatever the mix is down there in Dallas, this is the best version of Kyrie. So you're completely right, Austin. I agree with you that if Kyrie took this version of him, he could go to any organization right now and be a tremendous asset and be the dude that he is right now. And maybe it's him realizing he's towards the back end of his career. Mm-hmm. And you know what? To be thoughtful enough and humble enough and have some sort of enough self-reflection to say, you know what, I could have done a lot of things better. Actually, you know, LeBron was actually trying to do something good with me, and I don't want to mess this situation up. Mm-hmm. And seize an opportunity, because you got to think, in Boston, well, Boston wanted to give him money. He kind of got the money from Brooklyn. He wasn't going to get re-upped based on his activities outside of basketball, you know, attendance at games and practice and so forth and so on. It's a match made in heaven right now in the short term with him in Dallas.
Phil also says Jaylen Brown is a better role player than Kyrie. Do you agree or disagree?
I've never seen Kyrie. Well, I would say this. Up until before getting to Dallas, Jaylen Brown was more willing to play a role than Kyrie. But now I think Kyrie is playing a role.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kyrie, to answer your question, is playing his role better than Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
So, Phil, I'd have to disagree. I think Kyrie in this role, and I'll say this, having Jason Kidd as the coach, I think is great for Kyrie. First of all, you got a Hall of Fame mm-hmm. player,
yeah,
right, and a successful coach who Jason Kidd has also, let's not forget, had to play different roles in his career. He can speak a language that Kyrie took with Kyrie that not many coaches can do. Ty Lue could, maybe, and not to the magnitude as Jason Kidd.
Right.
Because Jason Kidd's a Hall of Fame player.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a coach right now that can speak the language to Kyrie from experience than Jason Kidd. And I think that is a fact that isn't talked about enough.
Yeah.
For the success of the Dallas Mavericks right now.
Phil also says, Doncic makes Kyrie better, Tatum won't. But here's the thing. Kyrie is a better role player than Jaylen Brown right now because he can play off ball. Right? Yeah. Jaylen Brown has to play off ball. Kyrie can. He's taken the back seat. But when Luka sits, guess what? Dallas is still really good.
Yeah.
Because Kyrie still has the ability to break guys down. Jaylen Brown doesn't do as much secondary ball handling. Is Kyrie.
He
doesn't break down. He's not a point like Kyrie is. Jaylen Brown shoots 35% from three for his career. Kyrie shoots 39. Jaylen Brown's a 70% free throw shooter. Kyrie's a 90% free throw shooter. Yes, Doncic makes Kyrie better. Absolutely. Luka makes everyone he plays with better. But here's the thing. Kyrie Irving would make Jason Tatum better than Jaylen Brown
this
does.
Version.
Yes.
This version. And I also will say that Kyrie makes Luka better too.
But yes.
He mm-hmm. takes a lot more pressure off him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it eventually take some more wear and tear off him. And I think he's helped Luka see the game from a different lens. I think Kyrie is, talent-wise, I think Kyrie is one of those players that sees the game so differently than everybody else that he can't even articulate it to, first of all, to layman like people like myself, but even to a professional basketball player. I think there's probably... Like Jordan probably can see talk to his language. LeBron, the Kobe's, the Magic's. He sees the game differently. Mm-hmm. He's so immensely skilled in the things he's able to do. I saw a play against OKC where he was in trouble against up against the shot clock, broke a guy down, got to the middle of the lane, switched hands in the middle of the air, and shot a left-handed floater. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody on the face of the earth that can do that.
No.
And then hit when he came down, he already took off back because he knew he made it.
Yeah.
The skills that he has is legendary. And, you know, when you think about Kyrie as far as offensively, his ability to get to his spots and do all that stuff is actually a modern-day version. And, you know, he's related to Rod Strickland.
Yeah.
And I think that also plays a role in it, too. Rod Strickland is one of those guys that was immensely talented, a little bit lazy because he was so talented, because you talk about he never had really had to practice because he could just do stuff. But he's Kyrie's uncle. But he also, when you listen to Rod Strickland, he says, I caused a lot of the problems that I had in the locker room in different organizations, because he was starting to get traded around, right? He was kind of like Adrian Dantley back in the day, long before your time. A tremendous individual player, not a very good teammate. And then once Rod Strickland got a little bit older, he was able to pass down some knowledge. And maybe he's had some real heart-to-heart conversations with Kyrie. You know, but back to, you know, who can see the game like you can. He's just one of those guys that has the skills and ability to get to the rack and be tough. Kind of like Isaiah Thomas back in the day. The ability to do those things is doesn't come a lot. And that's why he's so good right now. My man, 4951, he says, yeah, Kyrie sees things different. He also sees the world as flat. Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, I think he was going through a phase of like when Strick was philosophizing with a cigar. Then Kyrie is thinking. But you know what? If that
floats Dallas thing.
Yes. If that floats his boat. And he wants to think the world is flat, he can go right ahead. I'm not going to argue with a man like that, because you just never know what else type of conversation he has. Because between Kyrie Irving and my man Terrence Howard on the Joe Rogan show, there's a lot of people that think about things a lot different than the masses. Doesn't mean that they're bad people or not great at what they do. But anyways, we're going to go to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk a little NFL news. Aaron is in the news. Mm. The 18 schedule, when it will come out, I'm going to give my prediction on that. And we'll answer your text, Clintonio John, when we get back with Kyrie. But Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School, we'll be right back.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store, or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.